Welcome back to Commute and Compute. I'm Contra. So here's a story you've probably never heard in an economics classroom. A young man finishes not one, but 2 degrees. A bachelor's in business economics, a master's in marketing. Took over 42 units of finance and economic coursework. We're talking full academic immersion, USC style even, high-level credentials, every box checked. But guess what? He walked out of that university, not with clarity, but confusion. Not with understanding, but with questions. Not with truth, but a carefully manicured fiction dressed up as a curriculum. And he's not alone. Because the deeper you go into the modern academic world, the more you start to realize something. The education system is not designed to tell you the truth about the world you live in. It's designed to equip you with just enough polish to become a loyal cog in a decaying machine. That machine, you ask? Fiat, debt, central banking, dependency, slavery with better branding. This young man says it pretty plainly. None of those expensive courses taught him what he actually needed to know about money, power, or the system itself. Why? Because the truth about money is too dangerous to teach. And when you see it, when it finally clicks, you don't walk away smarter. You walk away angrier and hungrier. So what did he do? He did what every honest man does when institutions lie. He went to war on his own ignorance. Late nights, early mornings, Bitcoin rabbit holes, Austrian economics, broken money, Karl Menger, the Bitcoin standard, the big print, podcasts, threads, Noster, notes. He got out of the fiat temple and went into the wild to find truth. And what did he find? That this system, the one we live in, pay taxes into, trust our pensions with, raise families under, is built on nothing but sand. You want to talk about courage? Let's talk about what it takes to walk away from a system that just handed you 2 degrees and say, none of this was real. None of this gave me what I needed. That's courage. That's clarity. That's a man who refuses to be bought. And so instead of spending his 20s wasted on dopamine loops and fake validation, dating apps, the NFL draft even, he makes a choice. Not a trendy one, not a socially safe one. He chooses Bitcoin. He chooses conviction. He chooses clarity over comfort, stacking over scrolling. Responsibility over resentment, fatherhood over fantasy. And he's not doing this to get rich. He's doing it because he wants to build something his future kids will thank him for. That's the kind of man this generation needs to fear. Because here's the truth most people don't want to hear. Every man is either a builder or a slave. You either build something real that your kids can stand on, or you get owned by a system that robs you while convincing you it's doing you a favor. Let's just say it. most people are owned. Owned by Netflix, owned by TikTok, the Federal Reserve, their weak peer group, by professors who told them half-truths with a straight face, by emotional debt, owned by fear. But the moment you take back ownership of your mind, your money, and your mission, you become a problem for this world. A beautiful problem. And this isn't about being anti-college. It's about flexing Bitcoin charts. It's about something far more primal. The return of the responsible man. A man who sees through the noise. A man who trades comfort for conviction. A man who starts stacking, not because it's trendy, but because he's thinking in centuries. And let me tell you the truth. If you're listening to this and your biggest concern is how to optimize your fantasy league, or if you should upgrade to the new iPhone, you're not ready. You're not even in the room where the future is being built. Because the people building it, they're thinking about legacy. They're thinking about their sovereignty, their kids' sovereignty. They're learning how to code. They're buying freedom 100,000 sats at a time. And they're not waiting for permission. Here's the problem with most of our generation. We were raised in a zoo, and now the gates are open. But most of the animals just kept circling the cage waiting for the next feed. Meanwhile, a few of us walked out. And when we got out, we found something. The real economy. The real money. The real stakes. You want real education? Try having your savings nuked by inflation. Try watching your paycheck shrink while the stock market hits all-time highs. Try explaining to your dad why your degree doesn't mean anything without sovereignty. That's an education you can't get at USC. But you can get it from pain and from Bitcoin and from owning your own damn mind. So let me say this. If you've been lied to, welcome. If you're angry, good. That's step one. But if you stay angry and don't build, that's cowardice. Bitcoin isn't just about freedom from inflation. It's freedom from lies, from confusion, from generational decay. It's not just an asset, it's a mindset. Because mindset is an investable asset. Allocate accordingly. Because here's what's coming. In 10 years, men like him won't be weird. They'll be the ones leading. Raising families that thrive. Owning land, owning their time. And walking through the rubble of a dead fiat system and regime while everyone else is still begging for student loan forgiveness. So stack, study, lead, own your 20s, or someone else will. And if you've got degrees, use them. But don't let them use you. Fiat paid for your classroom. Bitcoin paid for your awakening. Now build like your future family is watching, because one day they will be. You've been listening to the Commute and Compute podcast. No filters, no sponsors, no fiat fluff. If you felt this, repost it, zap it, subscribe, follow, and send it to the next man still stuck in the cage. Until next time, stay sovereign, stay free, keep your eyes open, and your keys in cold storage. I'm Contra. I'm out.